Here we are, folks. We're back in the book of Proverbs. We're now in chapter 3. People were discussing the wisdom and understanding. And it's easy to understand that we are collectively the bride of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb and the New Jerusalem, which we're all a part of, the spiritual temple built without hands that's coming to earth. So it's easy to say that your salvation is tied into wisdom and understanding. And that is the bride. The worldly religion, the Whore of Babylon, is just that, a worldly satanic religion. So you see, by putting wisdom and understanding, which is one of the great gifts tied into the grace, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost, it is just proper for it to be in the female, because we must be intimate like Christ and his bride, which we are all part of, are intimate. And as a believer, the great gift to us is to be part of that bride and to be married to wisdom and understanding. Okay, so this is, again, written in my son, and again, that's a teaching tool. He's not talking to his son. He's talking to all of us, no matter who we are. So here we are in chapter 3 in the Proverbs, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Okay, and that is a quote out of Deuteronomy, yet repeated thousands of times. So what happens when you do that? The Lord's telling you, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And of course, that is in the world to come tomorrow also, not just in the carnal life today. 3, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Once again, we go back to the fact that God's going to write all his laws on the heart of the believer. Notice here's mercy. Mercy is a forgiveness type thing. And truth is a big deal, because again, people get brainwashed. The world absolutely just lied to them since they were in the crib, and when they hear anything different, they won't critically think. They will cover their ears, close their eyes, and scream in your face, I don't want to hear it. That is the fight song of the idiot. I don't want to hear it. And that idiot means every word of that. They don't want to hear it. But here we're writing the truth on our heart, and we are keeping it in our mind and soul here. For it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. See, look at that benefit. Now I go back to Billy Barroom that says he don't have to know anything. I'm just as saved as you, and I don't need to go. Listen, this conversation went on. I said, well, look, read your Bible. Ha, 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 I can't read. I ain't no good at reading. I said, well, hey, we got CDs where it's read and explained to you. I'm no good at listening either. Ha, 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 ha. And that last line was the truth. He is no good at listening to the truth. The truth will set you free, and that means all truth, especially the truth in the doctrine of God, but that means all truth. I don't care if it may sting a little bit at first, but in the end, it'll be a treasure. Truth. Look at it, it's in the sight of God also here. All right, what else in a new paragraph in 5? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Period. Okay, now that shouldn't be taken out of context. It's not that you don't use your brain that God gave you. What I'm telling you, he can see the big picture. He created all things. So we have to keep our heart open to his footsteps that he's given us. If you have the Holy Ghost, he's going to guide your footsteps for you, but you got to be willing to listen to the Lord, and especially to read his doctrine and get the wisdom and understanding, which is the basis to being able to discern lies out here in the world. In 6 it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's exactly what I'm saying. Do I or don't I? You know, I may have an emotional thing where I'm deciding in my heart one way or the other, but it may not be right. You can't go by what you feel all the time, because feelings can be wrong. So we got to be open, one, to the doctrine, two, to what God directs our feet to do, where it directs us to go, say. We got to know when to speak, when to shut up, all the above. All right, now here is the arrogant. In 7, it's a new paragraph, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So what we're talking about here is if you go around and you talk to some of these cult members of one type or another, and I can go through the list of the different types and layers of it, all the way to the Committee of 300 and Satan at the very top of the pyramid. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being guided away from evil. Not with your own understanding, so much as the Holy Ghost guiding you. And the beginning of being able to do all that is the fear of the Lord. Like this doctrine says it over and over. I talked to a church man, and I said, you got to fear the Lord. He said, you mean reverence. See, he's never read the real Bible. I said, no, fear. You mean reverence. No, reverence is part of it, but fear. I said, let me give you a quote. Fear not what man can do to you, but fear only God that can cast your soul into hell. How about that for a paraphrase? Fear is fear is fear is fear. Look it up. Look it up in the Greek. Look it up in the Hebrew. It's easy. All right, so if you talk to the cult member, and even if you go to the top of the Luciferian churches that are being advertised, take this one up here in Cleveland, the mortuary, and here's a guy named Lucian or whatever. He's named after Lucifer, and his eyes crossed. See, one eye goes in, they tell me, when you're possessed. And he's lying to you. He says they're just atheistic. See, that's what they do. When you're a Satanist and you join up, they beat out any religion you have. I don't care what it is. You can be in any part of any religion. Well, they got to beat that completely out of you degree by degree to where you don't believe in anything. Eat, drink. Tomorrow you die, a little smoke and spark blows away and you're done. Okay, from that point, now they can interject their real religion, which is to contact the fallen angels and gather that information. And the worst of all of them is Lucifer. Okay? So this guy and this gal here up in Cleveland, they're so arrogant. They think we're so stupid. Oh, yeah, this ain't really Lucifer here. This is just an atheistic thing. See, that's the stupidity of Darwinism. We're going to beat out every bit of religion out of you. So you don't believe in an afterlife even. But Darwin had another religion, and it's called Satanism. That's what these people do. They think they're slick. And there is an arrogance. And wise in their own eyes, ha, this guy's laughing at you. this Luciferian from Cleveland, Mr. Lucius, or whatever his name is. Lucy, Lucifer, Lucius, all of it's after the light bearer, the sun god, Bel. You think you're slick up there? I know how you work, dude. Okay, so you're not wise in your own eyes, like Lucy is up there in Cleveland. You fear the Lord, and someday he'll fear the Lord as he's laying on his face, and depart from evil. 8, it says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That's right. The Holy Ghost will get in you and start to heal, even health. We know it'll heal the spiritual health. It can even heal demonic possession. It can heal health issues that you may have. That's the Holy Ghost. It can do all of that here in 8. In 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Okay. That don't mean go give your money, your first month's salary, to some idiot preacher that's lying to you. He's the one that's going to demand that you do this for him as he drives away in his Rolls Royce. Listen, when you visit the sick, you've visited Christ. When you visit the imprisoned, you've visited Christ. When you feed the hungry, you've fed Christ. When you give where there's no way of getting it back in return, and you do it out of the love of your heart, that is a tie to God Almighty. All right? So that's what we're talking about here. Although this does go back to the law, and that we can go into. We've been through. I have CDs of this, exactly what this is. And no, the prosperity preachers, they are lying through their face. I dare them to sit down at a table and debate with me over the tithe, over the tenth, and where it comes from, and what does it mean in Christian religion. It doesn't mean what they say, that's for sure. Okay, I guess enough of that. But anyway, by doing what's right with your substance, whatever that may be for you, in 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So there is the plenty. He will take care of you. Christ taught us that. New paragraph in 11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. 12, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Yeah, you got to teach children. And we are the children of who? Of Christ. Okay, in 13 it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. That is for sure. And we're not talking about the earthly stuff, although that's good too. But we're talking about what's in this doctrine here. Wisdom and understanding that goes beyond anything that worldly wisdom can do. Now, he will also give you the other gifts of wisdom and understanding, knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them, all that. He will do that too. The Holy Ghost will guide every footstep. But the main tool isn't the riches. It isn't the silver. That will rust and fly away from you. Proverbs even says that. But the gold that is tried in the fire of adversity is the treasure. And that's directed right, that is connected and directed right to wisdom and understanding. 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. P period. Okay? Because let me tell you, silver and gold, they're rocks. That's a rock there. It don't breathe, but the wisdom out of the Holy Ghost, it's alive. Now, it's a control mechanism here. Let me put it like this. There is a beach down in Africa where diamonds are just all over the beach. They just are. They're everywhere. So in 1 minute, they could flood the market with those. And about the only good thing would be to make a diamond bit for drilling. Because other than that, diamonds are useless. Okay? Now, I know that personally. I know someone that guarded those. This guy from South Africa, he's gone now. But he was in the military that was guarding those. I haven't just heard about them in books and in film, but he was there guarding with the other soldiers, guarding that beach. All right? So they could flood the market anytime, and you would find out quickly it's a rock. All right, she in 15 is wisdom and understanding. The marriage we have to wisdom and understanding, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Now try telling that to the carnal Christian. The carnal preacher out here. Okay, what else is the gift of wisdom and understanding? Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So, remember what Christ said when he left, he would send the great comforter, which was the Holy Ghost, and it had the peace that goes past any understanding. So you can be in a serious trial and still have peace with the gift of wisdom and understanding connected directly to the Holy Ghost. Verse 18, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Okay? That, if that ain't directly to the Holy Ghost, I'll eat my hat. All right? But you got to retain her. How do we do that? We keep going over the doctrine. We keep our ear to the ground, our eye to the sky. That's what we do. Okay, and it will come after you roll up your sleeves and you start to dig in and start to seek her. She will come find you and me. 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Okay, see, it's tied right into the creation also here. Because it's tied right into the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, what? God's Spirit. And that's what formed all existence, according to Scripture. Okay, this is by the Lord's knowledge. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Yeah, see, God's in control of the weather. Don't let these scumbags tell you that they're controlling the weather. They are not controlling the weather. God controls the weather. 21, new paragraph. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Okay, so you got to hang on to it like a bulldog on a pork chop. 22, so shall they be life and thy soul, and grace to thy neck. That is your salvation, folks. So I go back to this statement by somebody. I'm no good at reading. I'm no good at hearing. Ha, ha, ha. Plug both ears. Let's talk about some bar fight we had. That's my comfort zone, or some other stupid thing. Okay. 23, it says, then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. See, that's the hedge of protection that we get from being involved with the Holy Ghost. 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down and keep thy sleep shall be. Thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. Okay, and that is absolutely true. We can have all these attacks on all sides, but we have the Lord. And remember this, why does God say, fear, don't fear earth? Because Satan, among other things, they conjure these devils through the spirit of fear. That helps to contact these fallen angels. I'm serious, folks. Why do you think they forecast their devices? Why do they tell you you're going to get blown up by an atomic bomb? New York is going to be blown up. I'm a Christian. I had a vision. I seen it. Putin's going to blow it up. We're all doomed. That is giving you the spirit of fear, folks. And good deception does just as good as something that's real. Okay, they forecast their device all the way down to a little animal they're sacrificing. And I know this is gross, but they want that little animal to be as fearful as possible, or that child, or whatever their victim is. Because that spirit of fear gets their devils all stirred up. I'm serious, man. This is what these maniacs believe. But we're going to have that spirit of peace, and we don't care about the devil. He can only do what God allows him to do to the saint. We will not waver, and our knee will not bend. 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Oh, there's a big one. What did I do wrong? The tribulation's here. I can't be going into the tribulation. Can you? Oh, they're punished. They went into the tribulation. You hear me? It says here, don't be afraid of it. And when it comes to the tribulation, God's not doing those plagues on you. He knows the plumb line's coming down. The balances, the wheat from the chaff, are going to be divided. He's going to get the ungodly, not you. You are not to fear the fall of the wicked here. And it's an honor to go into the tribulation. All the saints for thousands of years would be, well, I'm not going to say jealous, but they would have loved to have been here to see God do his miracles. 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. That's plain English. 27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Now, this is a new paragraph. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Okay, so there is your ability to discern when and where it's time to do what is good. And some things you may not be able to do. You can't be upset with yourself if it's not in your hand to do it. But if it is in your hand, do it. The Lord will see that. 28, it says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. See, the Lord will see that too. So it's not so much the monetary thing, or the food, or the raiment that you're giving someone, as it is the agape love, that Holy Ghost love that you have for your neighbor that you're helping them, even when they're destitute, even when they're down, even when they're sick, even when they're imprisoned. Okay, 29. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Okay, now, that shouldn't be hard if you have the Holy Ghost. Again, that should take care of itself. In fact, many of these things with the Spirit in you will not be hard to do. It will actually just come natural. In 30 is another new paragraph. It says, strive not with a man without cause if he hath done thee no harm. So doesn't all this go back to love your neighbors yourself? Isn't that what Christ said? To love God Almighty first and then your neighbor as yourself. Paul the Apostle loved the church more than himself. Yes, he did. That's how much agape love he had for the church. Another new paragraph in 31. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. And we got a lot of that. Again, that's why I said we can't be afraid of these people. Cannot allow fear into our heart. And that's the trouble with the horror films. And you show it to the kid, and the kid gets all scared, and it's teaching them to gather that spirit of fear. And so, fact is, these oppressors are all around. I can name the names. I can name the families. I can name how old their conspiracies are, how they wrote about their ways. But the bottom line is, we don't want to be like them. All right. 32, it says, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. You see, if you're understanding all these parables, these proverbs, you're blessed. But to someone that's got the spirit of evil in them, this is going to blow right over their head. Oh, they may get a little tidbit here and there, enough to try to deceive people. But they're never going to get the big picture, folks. That eye of theirs is just going to keep turning right in towards their nose. That's something. What kind of a spirit is it that gets inside you and makes your eye turn in? That's what they say. I didn't say it. It ain't my eye turning in. I'm telling you about these people that say that every time they get a familiar spirit, their eyeball turns in. Okay, that's their testimony about their demons that they conjure. God's secret is with the righteous. Now in 33, we have another paragraph. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. So that's your humble heart, folks. 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. And I don't care how high the world government promotes these people. They didn't get there by their great intellect. Normally, they get there by their ungodly bloodlines. So, this is where the scorners, this is where they end up in these great positions. And they can't even tie their own shoes. All right. So, I will see everybody in chapter 4. Bye-bye.